into the depths of our unconscious mind, which is filled with so many, many traps. Things that take us away from what would be the priority of the sacred. If you look at yourself right now, if you can look at yourself right now, it is important to understand where your priorities are. Most people, it's the five senses, the five colors, the five tones, the five flavors. We live in noise, and our priority, whether we know it or not, is just to merely sustain the noise in our heads. And we do it through so many ways. Entertainment is one of them. Habit, ritual, superstitions, all these things that we do. And because we are enamored with our outer life, with the things of the flesh, we miss the things that are deeply important. Can you make a priority of putting consciousness, love, first? No matter what the sacrifice may be, love first, goodness first, virtue first. I think not. It's a very, very difficult thing to do because we live in a body that lives in the rituals of the perpetuating of our survival. That's all we're interested in. How do I get what I want in order to make my body feel comfortable, to give my emotions what they want, to have them, as people tell me, to be positive? Everything that is positive to the flesh takes us away. Listen to what Lao Tzu says. Racing through the fields and hunting make the mind wild. Searching for precious good leads us astray. That is our whole priority. To live, to get what we want, to race through the fields of our life hunting for whatever it is that we want to find, that we like to believe will make us happy. But by the time we get to the place where we can actually see that we are being taken care of, that we are being blessed by the mere presence of ourselves as love that lives within us, and this presence does exist, our generosity has been squandered. And we cannot see it. We cannot recognize it. Our mind literally talks us out of being generous. Oh, it's common logic, it's common reasoning. You wouldn't give away the farm, that kind of thing. That's the way people think. We miss. Let me give you a little teaching here. One day, a spiritual teacher and his students were sitting down for their evening meditation. The cat who lived in the monastery started making noise, distracting the students. Students are easily distracted. So much noise that it made the meditation nil and void. So the teacher ordered that the cat be tied up during the evening practice meditations, and that way the cat would not be prowling around and making noise. Years later, the teacher passed on, but tying up the cat before meditation sessions became a tradition. When the cat eventually died, another cat was brought into the monastery and tied up. Now, this is a story. It's a metaphor. No matter what you may think. If you think that your teacher here can be replaced, it is true. I can be. One day I will pass on. There will be no more. But the practice that you use as a priority in your meditations, in your life, in your mind, in your unconscious, they will go on. The cat will be tied up within you. But it's still going to prowl. It's going to scream, cry about being tied up. And you will miss. What are you searching for? By the time we reach the age of 10 or 11, we don't know what we're searching for. Actually, it's the affection of our parents. But that isn't going to happen, because no matter how much affection they give, it still will never be enough. Because by then, the yearning for what we want has become the priority of our life. You have a deep yearning in you. One you don't really want to acknowledge nor understand. It just sits there in your unconscious mind like a cat being tied up. And it's still meowing. It's still desiring. It's racing through the fields of your life hunting for whatever it is that makes you happy or you think will make you happy. Do you understand? This is all in the unconscious. What does it mean to have a priority where we live for the sake of the sacredness of our life rather than for the amusement of our life? Listen to what Lao Tzu says. If you seek to embrace the way, through the path of learning, owning, having, the way will not be understood. If you observe the way with simplicity of heart, great indeed the way will become. There is nothing to learn here with me. You have to have a sense of realizing the sacred to become an unconscionable and beautiful spirit of love. It must be clear to you that all these things that our unconscious mind will pass. You can't take them with you through death. If you are to become a sentient soul, which you can, you will have to put away the hunting, the racing through the fields, the whole idea of trying to find color and music and flavors that deal with the palate of your humanity. In doing this, you don't need to tie up the cat. The mind will prowl around and meow and be annoying. But there will be no need to tie it up because you're not there. You're simply not there to listen. Who listens to distraction but a person who is in self-preservation? That's really what it's all about. I only listen to those things that distract me because my priority is to survive, self-preservation, to try to stay in a body that lives in a world whereby we live defiant of love. Your body has been used as an instrument for your own debacle. in a world that is full of debacles. We make war where we don't need to. We make no peace inside of us. There's no priority for the sacred. What would be sacred to you? I want you to sit with that. What literally would be sacred to you? What could ever come to you and reveal the other shore? Reveal the way. You can't learn this. You see, there is something very, very sacred in coming to the realization of futility. When I recognize the Gregory Edward futility, I've come to a very sacred place. Where else is there to go? We want our minds to be appeased by our emotions. So when they are appeased, we feel satisfied. We eat too much. We want too much. We're always looking for something to tie our cat to. And we blame all sorts of problems and issues that we have complicated our life with. And we miss what is the true meaning of our significance. The only thing that is truly sacred is what brings significance to love within you. Generosity. Mercy is generosity. Forgiveness is generosity. Compassion is generosity. But we do not do this. Our priority is merely to stay alive and be comfortable in a world that is very uncomfortable. Do you remember the story of the man who was told that there is a precious stone? This precious stone was a pebble. It could change anything into gold. And it was to be found in the Black Sea, lying among thousands and thousands of pebbles that were exactly like it on the beach. So the plan was for this man to find that pebble. So he was told that the pebble that is so special, that is so beautiful, that could do the miracle, was a pebble that was warm. Unlike any of the other pebbles on that beach, if you picked it up, you would feel its warmth. So the man decided he was going to go find this pebble. So he would pick up one after another after another. They were all cold. For years, every day, all day, he would be found at the Dead Sea, the Black Sea, picking up these pebbles and throwing them into the ocean when they were cold. Over and over and over again. He had tied himself to an idea, an ideal, a belief. And he did this relentlessly, over and over and over again. For years, 40 years, he did this day after day. One day, he picked up a pebble, and it was warm. But he paid no attention to it. Even though he felt it in his hand automatically threw the pebble away into the ocean. He just went crazy. He had it in his hand, but due to the fact of habit and living in the habitual mind, that discounts anything, just anything. After a while, it doesn't care about what our purpose is, what our priorities are. It doesn't care at all. no, 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 no. He had it in his hand. We've all done this. You're on your computer and you touch something over and over again to try to get where you need to go and do what you need to do. And pretty soon your finger just does it automatically. And by the time you find the answer or the place you need to be, your finger's already already thrown it away. You have to go back and find it again and again. This is the way we are. Searching for precious goods leads us astray. This is the way we are. We do not understand the priority of the sacred. We don't make it that way. What is this priority? Well, you can't learn about it. It is not an object or a thing to be learned. You have to realize it. And this realization often comes with lifetimes of futility. One futility after another, after another, after another. We are so spiced up with our idea of good, our idea of righteousness, our idea of whatever, that when we do find that precious pebble, we throw it away. It is automatic because in our mind, it has to look and act and be a certain way, and it never catches our attention. There are great truths that have passed us up because we threw them away. People don't want to self-realize. I had a man tell me recently, I've known you for years, I've loved what you teach, but I could never come to a workshop or a retreat because it would be too hard for me to face my treachery. That's what he called it, treachery. He said, my mind is wild. It goes from here to there to yonder, and I don't want to see what I've made of myself. He looked at me and he said, you're too pungent. And a lot of people can't take it. And that is true. I understand. To these kinds of people, I do not say a word. There is nothing I can say to help. You just need more and more futility. More and more. Until you realize what is distracting you. And the thing that is most distracting is to search for what you think will make you happy. In the end, you and I are going to give it all up anyway. All that happiness will be forgotten. I sit at the deathbed of many people during the course of my weeks, and I can tell you that those memories are only memories. They've tied the cat up. And they really want to hear the noise. They think by holding on to traditions and beliefs and theories that they can find the way, and they can't. They don't even know there is a way. I can only help you through my words. Very few of you ever really realize my sentient soul that I'm really teaching from. It is very hard for people to sit with me. It is very hard to sit as a student. So rather than a student, you sit as an attendee. You attend, but you keep your cat tied up, looking for that warm stone. And even when you do find it, you throw it away. Let's meditate together. If your actions are in accord with the way, Lhotse says. You will be of the way. Nurture yourself. Nurture the way within you, and virtue will follow. So, rather than just hearing these words that I've given you, let's find the spirit of these words. Let love